Part 18, Chapter 3. Brown Limper Staffer sat in his new palatial office and stared down at the offending object on the desk. He was revolted. Things had been moving well lately. The domed government building, some said it had been the state capitol building, had been partially restored, and even its dome painted white. The halls had been refinished. A chamber had been provided for council sessions, a very ideal chamber with a high dais and bench on one end and wooden seats before it. Huge, upholstered cyclo-executive desks had been carted in to furnish separate offices for council members. They were a bit dwarfing to sit at, but if one put a man chair on a box behind them, they were all right. A hotel had been opened that provided living space for dignitaries and important visitors, and under the ministrations of a cook from Tibet, it was serving very passable meals on real plates. The tutelage he was getting while standing in the shadows of a post over at the compound at night was truly excellent. Utterly invaluable data about government. Turl hardly deserved the extreme conditions of living in a cage. The cyclo had repented and was doing all he could to help. How misunderstood the cyclos were! The fruits of such learning were already showing up. It was taking a little time, and it required a considerable amount of political skill, but Turl had traveled all over the universes as one of the most trusted executives of intergalactic mining, and the things he knew about government and politics were far in excess of anything else available. Take this matter of having too numerous a council. The tribal chiefs from over the world resented having to come here and spend endless time wrangling in the chamber. They had their own tribal affairs to look after. They were also too numerous, 30 of them, to really get anything done. And it was almost with joy that they divided the world up into 5 continents, with 1 representative from each. From an unwieldy throng of 30, the council had been reduced to a more easily handled 5. And when it was explained to them that their own tribal work was far more vital than this humdrum paper shuffling at the council, and that the most competent men were needed at home, they had gladly pushed some cousins and such into the 5 continental seats. The 5-man council, of course, was a bit unwieldy, and it was in the process now of appointing a 2-man executive. With a little more work and the application of some invaluable tips Turl had given him, sometime in the coming weeks, Brown Limper would find himself the council representative with authority to act independently in the name of the council, assisted only by the council secretary who, of course, did not need to have a vote and would be required just to sign his name. It would be so much neater. The Scots had been a bit of trouble. They had protested Scotland being included with Europe, but it was shown that it always had been. This made their representative a German from a tribe in the Alps. Well, majority votes of the old council had handled that, and now there were no more of those accursed Scots around, challenging every sensible measure proposed by Brown Limper.